This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Most people nearing death as a result of cancer follow their cancer doctor's advice because of the doctor's experience and good intentions. The problem is that most cancer doctors are overly optimistic and don't have the difficult conversations they need to have with sick people. In part, such conversations are emotionally difficult for the doctor. Imagine how it must feel to day after day sit with people that you know will die of their disease. Cancer doctors see the people sitting across from them as desperate for a cure. But what most of these people really want is accurate information so that they can make an informed decision. Another part of the problem is that cancer doctors, oncologists, often don't have the data to make accurate predictions. You see, in their rush to market drugs and start making money, drug companies' cancer research often fails to measure meaningful outcomes. So rather than looking at important outcomes like whether a drug extends the life and the quality of life, the things that people really want to know, drug company studies look for misleading biologic endpoints and then document changes in these endpoints with complicated statistics. The drug companies study what we call surrogate markers, things that in theory might be related to good outcomes, but by themselves are meaningless. Things like the rate of cancer cell replication, or how long a tumor remains the same size without growing. Yeah, okay, but tell us, does the drug extend life in a meaningful manner? Do the patients who took the drug report that they would do it again? In a recent study in JAMA, 2/3 of all cancer drugs approved by the FDA offered no information on overall survival or did not report whether the drug extended life. Aren't these the very things that matter to patients? And without this information, how are doctors to advise patients? We all know people with cancer who've suffered more from the treatment than from the disease. Part of the problem is that people are regularly misled by the very medical community they assume is on their side. For example, another recent study published in JAMA reports that nearly 900 cancer centers advertise directly to the public, organizations like the Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America, welcoming, treating, caring for patients and their caregivers.
These ads often create false hope and mislead sick and vulnerable people with cancer. They stress the positives and fail to mention the slim evidence of effectiveness. We just need to remember that even when there is no reasonable option for cure, there are still enormous opportunities for care. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.